my computer. Yeah, so more about the Brisa. Let's pick it up from the Tanya Nami Hochi. Ach v'yem v'yishin tashbisu sorim v'batechem me'erev yom tov. V'en erev yom tov. V'atzmei tam aloyim v'lishishkat v'chomets dam zifri l'shishkat is ha'chomets l'shishkat is ha'pesach v'yadayin chomets kayim divi Rabbi Yishmol. So that was the Tanya Nami Hochi, that Rabbi Yishmol is misayeya to Rova. That the limud for tashbisu, and here he says the gilian tashbisu. That leishishchet, even if you learn like the Shagasari, that leishishchet is a love, if they atzmai to, there's a special, that leishishchet is a love to be mashe chometz bezman hashchito, like the Shagasari is chat, like the Agoy Seramach, but it's also megala and tashbisu. That's mavur clearly in Rabbi Shmuel. It's also megala. Maybe there's a love in hashbosu, but it's also megala in the essay. Rabbi Kiva Yemein Etzorach. Kiva says, you don't need a raya min achutz. That tashbisu is biyudalad from lishish talchometz minei ubei from the sukkim of tashbisu themselves it's muchach. Why? I roi merach b'yamishin tashbisu soim b'batechem uchsib kol melach melach leisasu. The Torah says it's b'yamishin. If b'yamishin is tezvov and tezvov, you're not allowed to do melacha. And havara is an av melacha. Burning is an av melacha. And Rabbi Kiva assumes, like the Gemara is going to say later, that ain't be a chometz el esreifa. So how's it shayach that the mitzvah tashbisu should be by yom rishon, should be by tezvov, you're not allowed to do havar on yom. So it's a raya that yom rishon over here must mean not tezvov, but yudalek. That's Rabbi Kiva's raya. Rabbi Kiva doesn't say how you know from a chatzos. He's telling me he's relying on acholak. Even though he doesn't speak it out. What does Rashi say? Shiyah melocha v'zu havara shalei litzarechi. That kosev osa melocha b'yomtuf. Hilka chai rishon b'yudalet goma. Right? Rashi's bothered. We do sarif on yomtuf. We cook on yomtuf. So Rashi says, that's only havara litzarech. But here it's havara shalei litzarech. Yeah, the Gemara is going to ask him on the base, but what happened to Mitaych? Mitaych Sutra Avar L'Sarich Utunam Yishalei L'Tzarech. The Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold for Mitaych. That's the Gemara on the base. So, Taisis. Vayim Mekam Melocha Yisasur. Afal Gav, the Kshay Yisarif, Ve'yosu Gecholim, Hana Osu Mutu, Kedom Aper Kol Shah. Gavi Orla, Bishla Gavi Gecholim, Dibi Akar, Lapas Mutu. Vuh Hadin Chometz. Taisa says, what's the Gemara's kasha? After you burn the chametz, it's going to turn into gecholim. Gecholim are mutter b'hano. The gecholim of chametz are mutter b'hano. So why is it an eichel nefesh? I'll burn the chametz. I won't be there in a while I'm burning it. Then it'll turn into gecholim. I'll use the gecholim for charcoal briquettes and I'll cook with them. So ultimately, it'll be a tzarek eichel nefesh. You see, in Taisus assumes that once you burn the chametz to gecholim mutter, he brings raya from Orlin Kilei Kerem. That Orlin Kilei Kerem, the gecholim are mutter. This is the din of the mission in Tamura. Kol an isrofim afron mutter. Rabbi Kiva holds that chametz is from the nisrofim. So if chametz is from the nisrofim, so the efer of the chametz after you burn it should be mutter behana. It's a big shiloh. It's not for now. It's later on. We'll have the shiloh about just to flag. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Kiva. That ain't be a chametz el esreifa. What about according to the chachamim that hashbasasu b'chol dover? What if I did burn the chametz? Is that efer mutter? Is that efer also? Suffice this machlekes yishenu. I think the Rambam says that the efer is is mutter, and the Torah says the Efer is also, maybe all around. Anyway, that's a tumul by itself. That's a mitzvah by itself. It's not. But Tosfos going Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, chametz is from imminent itself. So that's open and shut. So the Efer should be mutter. So why is it an Eichel Nefesh? So Tosfos says, I may read this Svaru, the Kod Tashbisu Mairi, Becholin Yinafilu Eni Tzarech L'Gachalosa. In other words, if that's the case, then we're going to say Tashbisu is talking about, but if Tashbisu, if Yemishin is Tezvav, then it's come out that the Torah says you have to burn Chametz. But you have to burn Chametz, but Tezvav, always in a case where you're going to be able to be Nenef from the Becholin. Don't be able to be Nenef from the Becholin, you're not going to be able to do Mitzvah Tashbisu, but Tezvav. Not mistaba, that's pshat and posuk. That you should that only people who have use for gecholim they have a mitzvah of tashbisu b'tezvav. For everybody else, it'll be I guess be a dalit. So it's not mistaber. So therefore, it's a raya already. The generation doesn't mean tezvav; it means a dalit. The stamets on nismach on the fact that rishon could mean the day before. We had the gemara before that rishon could mean the day before, like we saw that Rabbi Shmuel said at the beginning. Tana Rabbi Yitvei Shmuel matzino yudalit shenikar rishon. Shneimer rishon yudal berishon ba'asar yom lachaydus. So it could mean, so maybe, but maybe it wouldn't, I wouldn't know that that's what it means. But now that I have a gilui, so it means on Yadala. Inami Zoktaisis came and did Chilis Habora in a Yochalihonis Mimenu. Afal Gavshi Ehele Mimenu Acharkach. Since when you're first burning the Chametz, you can't be Nana, because it's Sisuyana. Even though afterwards, you're going to be able to be Nana from the Chametz, that's not called Eichel Nefesh. That you're not allowed. So why not? I can. You can eat the basar. The kehanim can eat the basar afterwards. So it's eichel nefesh. Or the bialim if it's gotzim kalim. Afal pishiyesh be michael hedit levasayif. Apparently, it's not enough. The fact that ultimately somebody's going to be able to eat the basar, since b'shas shchita, you can't eat the basar. Eat the basar afterwards, after the zrikah. But b'shas shchita, you can't eat the basar. So in Meili, you're not allowed to shecht. U'man d'shori, shori milahenis. I think Rabbi Kreg is magia. Doesn't make any sense. He's mati from a pasuk. That's what it should say. Mad the shari, he's shari from exeris hakosuf. Mil Hashem. That's a pasukim in the Gemara. It's exeris hakosuf in Dorman Dovas hakarav on Yom Tov. As the Dorman Dovas, but as Eichel Nefesh, it's not karav. So the Yosef asked in Tosis. So it seems that sounds like Tosis saying that in order for something to be Eichel Nefesh, you have to be able to be nene from it right away. But if you're not going to be able to name it right away, only afterwards when it turns into Gecholim, or afterwards after you do the Srikas Adam, then it's not called Eichel Nefesh. So Shesuf says, a lot of things are like that. Every Shchita, it's not really Lachilo. You have to first, it's Mefacheses at the beginning. You have to wait for the animal to stop being Mefacheses, and then ordinarily you have to cook it. Or Lisha, when you need dough, what are you going to eat the dough? You have to bake it. A lot of melachos of eichel nefesh that it's, you can't immediately be nana. So what? But ultimately you're going to be nana. So that's good enough that it's called eichel nefesh. Yeah. No, but I can't be nana from the shechita. I can't be nana from the. That's not called eichel nefesh. Is going to eat it. If I shech the behemah, I can't eat it right away. So where's the eichel nefesh? But it doesn't matter. In a few minutes from now, in an hour from now, it'll be finished mefacheses. I'll cook it. I'll salt it. I'll cook it. Then I'll eat from it. So that's good enough. That's called the melacha of eichel nefesh. I'm sure we can multiply examples. Lisha, what do you do with the raw dough? Nothing. Going to bake it. So what? That's called eichel nefesh. So Rabbi Kveger says, Tais doesn't mean that it's that you can't be nana right now. Tais means that. That what you're doing right now is not for the hana. Right now, I'm burning. Let's say the chametz. I'm burning the chametz right now for beer chametz. So if I could be nana right now, so then we wouldn't distinguish. We'd say right now you're doing it for two reasons: to be nana and for beer chametz. But since right now I can't be nana, and I'm not only doing it for the sake of what's going to happen later on. I'm doing it right now for the mitzvah of beer chametz. And right now there's no hana. So even though later on I'm going to have hana from the gecholim, that's not cool. I look at it that the primary purpose of what I'm doing is not for the bir chametz. The primary purpose of what I'm doing is for the primary purpose not for the echal nefesh. The primary purpose is for the bir chametz. And likewise by nedarim and nedavos. Lachasman, ultimately I'll be nene from it. The kainim will eat the basar, the bialim will eat the basar. But right now, b'shash shchita, nobody can eat from it. So why you do? So if it's not, so some things, if you're only doing it as a hechsher for eating later on, so that would still be echal nefesh. It's just indicative. The fact that later on, you're going to be, somebody's going to be zeichem shulchan, nobody's going to be able to eat from it. But right now, that's not what it's for. Right now, it's all about shchitas kachim, and shchitas kachim is not echal nefesh. Yeah, Mrs. Atesis. Yeah. Pace and Bates is even more, I think. Tais says, he talks about Adorim and Adobis. Lamandam and Kevin Beyomtev. Tais says, Mevav and Allah, Felix Sikha. So a little bit different. He says over here. He says that the reason why the Dorma and the Dovas are also is because the Michael had it is only Levasayif. Right now, there's no Heter. Over there, he says because the Iker is for the is Lugavaya, and afterwards he says the Iker is for Lugavaya. But the Iker is Lagavaya. So the Kreger says, the Kreger doesn't say it as a Kasha in the Teretz. It's how we understood, the Tosis. The Kreger says, it's Hainuach. The fact, if right now I could be Nene from it, then I wouldn't say that it's Ikari Lagavaya. Then it's Ikari, if two things are happening right now, then who says one is more equal, more dispositive than the other? But since right now it's only Lagavaya. So even though later on it's going to be good for the Kahanim too, so I say that it's Ikari Lagavaya. And it's not called the malacha of Echal Nefesh. Okay, let's go weiter. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't have to come out to have this issue of Havara being a malacha. I'm not sure if Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Tzarech is addressed to Rabbi Akiva or it's addressed back to Rabbi Shmuel. Some is addressed to both. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Tzarech, I have here on the side, the Rabbi Yehuda's Magir, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili is the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi is a Talmud, I think, of Rabbi Akiva. So, anyway, Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Tzarech, Harei Omer Ach Bi Yamarishin Tashbisus Omer Batechem, Be'er Vyomtev. So Gracie says that it's Mukh Mineu Bay. The mitzvah tashbisu is acholok. So it's from the middle of the day. The middle of the day, how could it be the tashbisu in the middle of Tezvav? This it says it, we have a iskish hasbasar lechilas chametz that the whole Shivas Yomim. I guess without, what does it need the Hekesh? It says Shivas Yomim. I says without the Hekesh, I would maybe say that Shivas Yomim doesn't mean all the Shivas Yomim. Maybe it could start from the middle of the Shivas, the middle of the first day. That's also called Shivas Yomim. But I have a Hekesh that Achilas Matzah that Shivas Yomim starts from Leila Seder. So Shivas Yomim is mamish the whole Shivas Yomim. So there's an Isabai Yomim Matzah, the whole Shivas Yomim. So how could Tashbisu be in the middle of Tezvav? Acholok, how could it be in the middle of Tezvav? It's a steer to the Shivas Yomim. The few nekudas here. First of all, Taisus said on Dalai Lama Beis that Tashbisu could be after this Manasa. You see on the Taisus Rashi even a whole Hasbara because Tashbisu is a nituk. Tashbisu is not a mitzvah that you do in order not to be over by Yom HaMotzei. Tashbisu is the nituk in order to be Mesakin having been over by Yom HaMotzei. That's what Tosu said, or, you know, Rashi said on Daf Dalet Amud Beis in Abaye, that that Tashbisu can't overlap with the Zman HaIsur. It's a logical contradiction. And Tosu said it's not a logical contradiction. Tashbisu could be after Zman HaIsur. So why is it a logical contradiction that Shivas Yom should be Shivas Yom and Acholok should be in the middle of Tezvav? Maybe the lav is for the whole Shivas Yom, and the Nituk is in Strashim Chatzais. We didn't have to wait till Rabbi Yossi to ask this question. We could have asked it in Tosfos himself, because Tosfos asked in Rashi, in Abaye, Rashi learned Abaye that it's a steer in Eubay. So Tosfos, why is it a steer in Eubay? Tashbisu la'achaz mani suri. So what's pshat in Abaye? So Tosfos said two pshat. The one pshat is that Abaye is starshning a yitur. And then he said the other pshat that Abaye is based on Acholok, like Rabbi Yossi. So what does Acholok change anything? So it's based on Acholok. So what? So why can it be? Why can't it be that the lav of Bayrobay Matzi is all Shivas Yomim, and the Esi of Tashbisu is from Chatzais of Tezvav? The Nituk is from Chatzais of Tezvav. So Mestamah, the answer is, I don't think it's such a terrible question. Mestamah, the answer is not Mestaber. If the Esi is to be Menatik the lav, then Mestamah, as soon as you're over the lav, that's when you're supposed to be Menatik the Esi. What sense does it make? You should be over the lav and then wait 12 hours in order before you Menatik it. And what's going to be meanwhile? You're going to sit there being over the lav. So that's not Mestaber. So rather, it must be that it's from already. It's from already Yudalit. The Shai is, what about Rashi? Rashi holds Pshat and Abaye before that Tashbisu has to be Koidim Zman Yisur, and therefore it's logically contradictory for Tashbisu to be Acher Zman Yisur. Tashbisu, by definition, is Kaidim Zman Yisur. So the obvious question is, so why does Rabbi Yossi have to come out to Acholok? Forget the Acholok. If it says Shivas Yomim, and Iskis HaBosasor L'Achilis Chometz, and Achilis Chometz L'Achilis Matzah, so we know that Shivas Yomim means B'Laylu V'Yoyim, this is the all seven days, 24 hours a day. There's an Isra B'Yom HaMotzi, so B'Yom Rishon can't be B'Tezvah. Like Abai said, that was what Abai said. So what does Rabbi Yossi have to come out to Acholok for? Why do you have to come out to Acholok? Without the Acholok, we should have the Echoch. So who asked this kasha? What? No. I mean, maybe. Yeah, Taisha asked the kasha. Or Taisha made a parents more before she asked the kasha. But somebody else asked the kasha. Before Taisha. Rashi. Rashi, who else? Rashi right here. Rashi right here addresses this question. Says Rashi, second last line, the lavach, if not for the acholok, basically wouldn't have a problem. Because ikalameimer b'yomarishin ben hashmosis, shulas cholos hayoyim, aval hashtal kochich b'seich yoy b'yuri sholei kolishuyim. Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi has to come out to the acholok. Without the acholok, there'd be no contradiction. Aye, how could you have tashbisu? You already have this man isir b'yom b'yomotzei. Rashi, no, there's an Eitzah. The Tashbisu is Ben Hashmoshes. And the Bar Yoroh Bar Yimotzei is when it's Vadei Chashecha. Mistome, the idea behind this is that how do you know you have Bar Yoroh Bar Yimotzei by night? Because Iskish Hashmoshes are L'Achilis Chometz, L'Achilis Matzah. And Achilis Matzah has to be Balayla, not Ben Hashmoshes, because you know Ben Hashmoshes is Sofi Gem Sofi Laila. So you have to eat Balayla. Achilis Matzah is when it's Vadei Laila. So likewise, so if we know Bar Yoroh Bar Yimotzei Balayla from the Hekesh to Matzah, so it's only when it's Vadei Laila. So Bar Yoroh Bar Yimotzei is when it's Vadei Laila. And the Mishnah Tashbisu is when it's Ben Hashmoshes. So therefore there's room to accommodate everything. Tashbisu is talking Kainim Zman Yisurei, but it can still be B'Tezvav. It'll be on Ben Hashmoshes of Tezvav. That'll be Tashbisu, and that'll be B'Yom HaRishon, and then Bar Yoroh Bar Yimotzei will be afterwards when it's Vadei Laila. So we could squeeze everything in, but Acholok already doesn't let me do it. So, in the Lamdus of Ben Hashmoshes, this Rashi is very needs a hesber. I mean, the normal pshat in Ben Hashmoshes is a suffix. So you can't eat matzah Ben Hashmoshes. It's not that you can't eat matzah Ben Hashmoshes. You could, except that it's a suffix if you eat it. And if it's Lilo, something like. So what does it mean? B'chal Rashi, Hashmishu is Ben Hashmoshes, and the Isu Bayom Yomos is Balayla Marashuk. If it's really Yom, then it's not Tezvav, and it's not Tashbisu, but Tezvav either. It's not Yom HaRishon. And if it's really lila, then you could eat matzah and you could have and you have your rabbi matzah and you could be yosi mitzvah matzah. Except that we don't know. It's a suffix yom suffix lila. So we suffix. You have to wait with the matzah and we suffix and we suffix. We suffix shouldn't have chametz around either because it's a suffix. So there's some chiddush over here in Rashi that ben hashmoshes is not just a suffix. It's said that ben hashmoshes, there's such ideas floating around in the world. Ben hashmoshes is not just a suffix. Ben hashmoshes, when Chazal say that ben hashmoshes is a suffix game, suffix laila, doesn't mean it's a suffix by us. It's a suffix be'etzem. It's a metzias of suffix. It's a zman. I think of the Rav as a yartzeit shir like this. But there's such raid in the world. There's such a fanishmu ben achayim, such words. That ben hashmoshes is a time that's layoim and laila. It's memutza between yoim and laila. So memela, the fact that you keep that you have to eat matzah balayla, it's not just that we suffer cannot get to ben hashmoshes. If this man is balayla, it has to be balayla. Etzim has to be balayla. But it's still yom harishon because it's this amorphous kind of time. It's layoim balayla, but it already belongs to tezvot. Anyway, it needs a hesbah the Rashi. But let's just take the Rashi as a given. Okay, that's already very ambitious to figure out what's the havana here in the idea of ben hashmoshes. Let's assume. Okay, fine. We'll accept the Rashi that this mokim yesh baroish to fit in a tashbisu kainim zmani surai and bal yirabay yamotzi balaylo and all in this time over here of lel tezvav. So, on the one hand, there's something here that's good for the Jews, because now this will be a teretz for a kasha that we had at the beginning of the sugya, when the Gemara itself said that ve'ema l'rab is lel tesvav l'biur, that maybe Yom Rishon really means tesvav, bal yirab b'yamotzei. So the Gemara said, no, maybe it's coming to tell me that it's going balaylo, and it's telling me that this bal yirab b'yamotzei balaylo, and maybe Yom Rishon is taka tesvav. So we said, no, leitzich. I don't need the pasuk to tell me that this bal yirab b'yamotzei by night, because I already know it from ishkis hashbos asor lachilas chometz and lachilas chometz lachilas matzis. I already know this bal yirab b'yamotzei balaylo. So therefore, ahu leitzich le. Last words on Dalet Amud Beis. No, so he asked at the time, the Lashon Gemara is very strange going to Rashi. What do you mean, lay it's strichale? The Gemara should ask much stronger. If there's bal yirab b'yamotzei balaylo, then Tashbisu can't possibly be balaylo, because it's a logical contradiction. According to Rashi's Havon and Abai, it's a logical contradiction to have Tashbisu toyach zman isurei. So why did the Gemara only say this, lay it's strichale? We never solved that question, according to Rashi. So the Lashon Gemara is very strange. No, so he said at the time, nothing. We said it, we blame sure at the time we made with the kasha. Maybe now we have a solution. Because if bal yirab b'yamotzei would be balaylo, the Gemara says, I don't need it, because I already know that bal yirab b'yamotzei is balaylo. But so that's a kasha. I don't need tashbisu b'yom harishon to tell me that bal yirab b'yamotzei is balaylo, because I already know that bal yirab b'yamotzei is balaylo. But the Gemara couldn't ask stronger that it's mamash a contradiction. How could bal yirab b'yamotzei be balaylo? What happened to tashbisu? Because we could squeeze it into ben hashmoshes. We put the tashbisu into ben hashmoshes. There's this time over here that's not yet the time of achilas matzah. It's not laila gomer. So there's a time over there by yom b'motzi is by achilas matzah. It's by chashecha when it's laila gomer. And tashbisu will squeeze into the ben hashmoshes and it'll still be by yom rishon. So that's why the Gemara doesn't say that. It's a logical contradiction. So that's the good news. But on the other hand, the bad news is, but then I don't understand Abai. So what was Abai's problem in the first place? Abai said, Yom HaRishon has to be Yudalit, it can't be Tezvov. And according to Rashi, nothing to do with that Choluk. It's just saying that it's Afilu Shachas. Rashi learns that Abai wasn't using that Choluk. Without the Choluk, Abai said it doesn't make any sense. Because Shivas Yomim is Mashma Afilu Shachas, and you need to have a Shachas for Tashbisu. What's the problem? Yeah, I have a Shachas for Tashbisu, Ben Hashmoshes. Yeah.
You said you don't say that you have the heckish, that by your father, the latter. You don't have the heckish, you just say that.
Right here, maybe like this. Rabbi Yossi thought that Bar Yochai Motzei Shivas Yomim, not because it's Iskish to Matzah. Stop, the Mashmois of Shivas Yomim is Bar Yochai Balayla. So then it would embrace even Ben Hashmoshes. If Shivas Yomim means the whole Shivas Yomim, it's not basing itself on the Hekdesh to Matzah, so then it would fill up the Ben Hashmoshes too. And then it would not leave any room for Tashbisu, and that's a bias kasha that it's a logical contradiction. But then the Gemara said, no, it's not Muchach. Shivas Yomim. Shivas Yomim could be Yomim Velelelis. And the Tashbisu will be by night. So the Gemara says, no, I know the night from a Hekesh to Matzah. But if I only know that night from a Hekesh to Matzah, then it's only Laila Gomer. Ben Hashmosh is not yet, is not going to be filled up by Bar Yomai Matzah. And there'll still be a Mokim for Tashbisu. And the Gemara asks that it's like Itzrich. I don't need Tashbisu. Yeah, it's very funny. What's the kasha? What's the kasha of Ilay Itzrich? What do you mean, Ilay Itzrich? Yeah, so fine. It's Ilay Itzrich. That's not what it's for. It's not to teach me about Yom HaMotzis by night. By Yom HaMotzis by night from the Hekesh. But Yom HaRisha Tashbisu by Yom HaRisha is telling me that Ben Hashmosh is a mitzvah of Tashbisu. Like, so what's Ilay Itzrich? Yeah, it's true. I don't need Tashbisu to tell me that there's Bar Yomai Motzei by night. I need Tashbisu to tell me there's a Mrs. Tashbisu, and when does it fit? It fits in Ben Hashmoshes. That what? Yeah, it could be. It could be that Abai didn't have this notion of Ben Hashmoshes. No, it's, you could say, if I only was asking the first question, how come Abai didn't have this Eitz of Ben Hashmoshes? So I would say Abai didn't have this trick about Ben Hashmoshes. The Gemara before didn't have this notion of Ben Hashmoshes. It first appears over here in Rabbi Yossi. And then I won't have a solution for the problem of the Lashon Gemara of Ahulah Yitzchak, but okay, we didn't have a solution before and we were able to sleep at night, so we'll still sleep at night. But I won't use it to Nechrami. It's still dochuk. Stamazay that the Gemara doesn't say anything about this Ben Hashmoshes piece of Rashi's. If it's mischadish in the Gemara now, the Gemara should spell it out. But maybe that's also not the end of the world. You're right. Maybe that's the way to go. That Abaye doesn't know from Ben Hashmoshes. Anyway, we don't understand it so well. So maybe Abaye doesn't have this whole piece. So Abaye thinks it's taka contradiction. And then the Gemara says, no, but maybe it's not by night. The Gemara says, no, it is by night. I have a hekesh. And the Gemara means, and therefore it's again a logical contradiction. Either Lashon Gemara hu leyitzchach, I will say the Lashon Gemara is lav dav. And first now is mischadish the idea of Ben Hashmoshes. Yeah, but I'd like to somehow leverage, maybe that's the emes, but I would like, if I could, to somehow leverage that maybe there's a Pesach here to understand the Lashon Gemara of hu leyitzchach. What? But what happened to the original problem? It's a logical contradiction. Yeah, but now that you have a hekesh, now Shivas Yom means Balayla too. So why isn't it again a logical contradiction? Tashbisu b'zmani suet. But so what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara should say stronger. If The Gemara should say stronger, since I have a hekesh. Since I have a hekesh, so what did I gain? It's a stronger kasha. What did I gain? At the end of the day, I have a hekesh that is balayla too. And if there's a hekesh that is balayla, then there's no mokum for the shachas of tashbisu. So I have a machshava. I'm not sure if the cheshem is out. Let's talk it out. You can say like this. That the Gemara says, when the Gemara says in the end, it says that it's when Abai, when he came around, that it must be Yudalad. So Gemara says, maybe it's Leil Yudalad. So Gemara said, Yom Veloy Leilas. Yom Veloy Leilas. So Tosfos asked already. So the Gemara, how could the Gemara say, meaning Tashbisu is Yom Veloy Leilas? So Tosfos asks, how can the Gemara say that Tashbisu is coming to be Marba Lel Yudalad, Lel Tezvav? Be'emol Rav is Lel Tezvav Levir. How could Tashbisu be Marba Lel Tezvav? Tashbisu, it says, Bayoim HaRishon. Yoim is Yom Velay Laila. Not Yom Velay Laila, it's Yoim Velay Laila. Bayoim HaRishon is Yoim Velay Laila. So how could Tashbisu mean Balayla? So Tosfos says, HaVimotzi L'meimah. The Gemara could have asked that. Maybe you can say like this, that the emes, the word yoim, it has two meanings. The word yoim means yoim as opposed to laila, like vayikra likim la'or yoim. But the word yoim could also refer to vayera vayvayki yoim echad, to a whole 24 hours. It's also called the yoim. So maybe it's like this. Tashbisu b'pshuta, I mean, vayoim harishin tashbisu b'pshuta is yoim, is by day and not by night. Like the Gemara says in that, Yom Veloy Laila. It's not Lel Yadal, it is the morning of Yadal. And that was Abai assumed also, that Tashbisu is by Yom. So Memela, Abai said, Tashbisu, how could Tashbisu be Yom Tezvav? If it's Yom Tezvav, that's a steer, it's Lachas Mani Surah. You can't answer the Ben Hashmoshes, because Ben Hashmoshes is not Yom. It's not Laila either, but it's not Yoim. And if Tashbisu is by Yoim, then it's not Ben Hashmoshes. So that's talking contradiction. Abai says, doesn't make any sense. How can Yoim HaRishon, Ach B'Yoim HaRishon, mean Yoim Tezvav? Yoim Tezvav means in the day of Tezvav, in the day of Tezvav, Avada the Shivas Yomim. This Ba'yor Ba'yamotzi, Shivas Yomim. In the 7 days of Pesach, this Ba'yor Ba'yamotzi. So how can Yoim HaRishon be Yoim Tezvav? In Yoim Tezvav, Avada this Ba'yor Ba'yamotzi. Abai is assuming, like the Gemara later, Yoim Veloy Laila. Correct the Gemara, maybe the Torah is telling me by Yom Rishon Tashbisu to be Marbe Lel Tezvav. If Yom Rishon is coming to be Marbe Lel Tezvav, then Yom Rishon must mean not what it means ordinarily in everyday speech, Yom Veloy Laila, but in Ein Yinyan for Yom Veloy Laila, maybe here it has that other meaning that Yom can sometimes have of a day on the calendar. We call it a calendar day. Yom Echad, by Yom Echad, it's a calendar day. So maybe by Yom HaRishon doesn't mean Yom Veloy Laila, burn it in the day, which is the normal sense of the word. That's what it means, I'll leave it to Emes. Maybe it means L'Rabbis Lel Tezvav, because I have nothing else to do with the Pasuk. It can't mean by Yom. So maybe it means L'Rabbis Lel Tezvav. And it's coming to tell me that it's Tashbisu by night. And of course, if it's Tashbisu by night, it's by Yom HaMotzi, also by night, apparently. But the point is, it's coming to tell me that it's Tashbisu by night, and Melech Nisa Shia by night. And if that's what it means, then there's room to accommodate the Tashbisu and the Ba'yor Ba'yamotzi, because the Tashbisu could be Ben Hashmoshes and the Ba'yor Ba'yamotzi will be the rest of the night. Zok to Gemara, Haula Yitzchak. I don't need Tashbisu to tell me that there's Ba'yor Ba'yamotzi by night, because I have a Hekesh to tell me there's Ba'yor Ba'yamotzi by night. So I don't need the Pasuk to tell me the din of that there's an Isser Ba'yor Ba'yamotzi by night. So therefore, the Bayom HaRishon is not coming to be Marbele, it's not coming to tell me the Rabbis Lel Tezvav Lebir. If it's not coming to be Marbele Lel Tezvav Lebir, then it reverts to its normal meaning, which is Bayom Veloy Belayla. And Bayom Veloy Belayla is a psychological contradiction to Shivas Yom. So So that's the back and forth in the Gemara. First, Abai assumed Yoim means what it normally means. What it means Be'emes in the Maskana also, Yoim V'loy Laila. So Yoim Tezvav, Yoim Arishon is Yoim Tezvav. Yoim Tezvav is a steer to Shivas Yom. So the Gemara, no, maybe that's not what it means. It may be Inyan for Yoim Tezvav, maybe it's coming with Rabbis Lel Tezvav. I have to be Marba Lel Tezvav, yes, Tezvav, Yoim V'loy Laila. Yeah, but in Eina Inyan, since it can't mean over your Yom Tezvav, maybe it can mean what it is capable of meaning. Maybe it means, maybe I don't need Vayar Vayom Yechad. In Eina Inyan, if it's not here to tell me that Yom Kipshutoy of Yom Vulelaila, so it's coming to be Marbe, say even in Wura, without the fancy two senses of the meaning Yom. Like the Marcin many times, in Eina Inyan, if Yom Harishon is not coming to tell me Yom Tezvav, so maybe it's coming to tell me something that doesn't sound like Lel Tezvav. So the Gemara can't ask, but that's a logical contradiction. That really wouldn't be a logical contradiction. Once you're in the Lila, you can fit Benesh Moshes in. But the Gemara says, but I don't need it for that. I don't need them Eina Inyan to tell me that this Bali Rabbi Yomotze by night. So Mela, so what is Tashbis? So it's just Mitzvah Tashbosa. Mitzvah Tashbosa is by Yom B'Lila. It says Yom B'Lila. That's a logical contradiction. Maybe that's the way to negotiate Abai. And that's why the Gemara changed it only says the Lashon of Le'Yitzchak. So what about Rabbi? So now coming back to Rabbi Yossi. So what about Rabbi Yossi? How can Rabbi Yossi, what does Rabbi Yossi need Acholok? So let's say the same. What does he need Acholok? Why didn't you just say it's a logical contradiction? Yoim v'loy laila. Tashbisu is Bayoim. Bayoim, forget Acholok, but Tashbisu is Bayoim. Because it says Yoim v'loy laila. Yeah, I don't know. That's already a little bit a problem. Don't know how to make that fit neatly. Why Rabbi Yossi have to come out to Acholok even without Acholok? The word Yom, right? Maybe Rabbi Yossi didn't have that much more as Yom Belay Laila. Maybe Taka didn't hold from Yom Belay Laila. Just had Acholok. But then it's a problem. If you don't have Yom Belay Laila, then maybe Acholok means the morning of Yudalit. The Acholok is not the night of Yudalit, but the morning. You have to come out to Yom B'Loy Laila. If you have to come out to Yom B'Loy Laila, so who needs the Acholok? Yeah, this is the Kasha by itself. Never mind all my complicated Cheshbonos. We could ask this as just as a freestanding question. Why does Rabbi Yossi need Acholok? Manoshok. Does he hold from Yom B'Loy Laila, or does he not hold from Yom B'Loy Laila? Because the Gemara said by Yudalit, or at the top of the Amud, the Gemara said, Ema Lel Yudalit, the Gemara said Yom B'Loy Laila. It was Ema Mitzafer Acholok. But if you don't hold it from Yom B'Loy Laila, then Acholok is only going to tell me that it's, if without Yom B'Loy Laila, then Yudalit is 24 hours, and Acholok will mean 12 hours. I need both. I need Yom B'Loy Laila to tell me that I'm only talking about the 12 hours of the day, and then Acholok cuts it down to 6 hours. So what is Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi is going on Tezvav. He thinks that it's Tezvav. So what is it? So he has to come out to Acholok. Who needs Acholok? Yom V'loy Laila is already is the day of Tezvav and not the night. So where's Benesh Moshes? It's the day and not the night. Elamai Rabbi Yossi knows that Yom could sometimes mean in Eina Inyan it could mean Laila. No, but only if it's Nitzrach. But here's not Nitzrach. But that's not what he asks. Then he should say like a bye. Yeah, I don't know. I think we're getting a little bit stuck over here. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying in Abaye, that's Gemara about Abaye, that Pepshuti means Yom B'Loy Laila. But if it would be coming to teach me L'Rabbis Lel Tezvav, it's coming to teach me that this issue Shia B'Laila, then I could use Yom even to teach me that because it's like a Yitur. It's not coming for the pshuto of Yom, because that's contradictory, but doesn't mean it has to mean Yudalid. It could still mean Tezvav. If it means Tezvav, so isn't that a logical contradiction? Because if it's Bayoim, it's a logical contradiction. Maybe it doesn't mean Bayoim. Maybe it means Balaila. I said, why does it say Yom? It's a Yitur to tell me the din of Laila. Someone says, no, a Yitur to tell me the din of Laila I don't need. I already know the din of Laila. So Yom is not a Yitur. Yom is just a Yom, and Yom is not a Laila. So that's a logical contradiction. That's the Chazban and Abai. No, Abai's limud is not miyusur on the fact that it's miyutur. Abai's limud is miyusur is based on the fact that it's a logical contradiction. Right. Abai assumes that yoim means yoim v'loy laila.
Right. Maybe it means
But the Gemara means that maybe it's coming. In other words, Yom Kippur could be Kipshutoi, and then it's Yom Leilayla. Or Yom could be a Yitur, and then it can be whatever I want, because the main union is a Yitur. A Yitur is just, you do whatever you want with it. So Abai assumes it means Kipshutoi, Yom Leilayla. And then it's a logical contradiction to Shivas Yom. So it must not mean Tezvav, it must mean Yudal. I said, no, maybe it's maybe Rishon is Tezvav. And the word Yom doesn't mean Yom Leilayla. It's just an extra word to tell me Leilayla. How can Yom mean Laila? Because I'm in it could mean whatever I want. And Befrat that Yom sometimes could mean 24 hours. But even without that, it's a miyuter. L'rabbis, that's the idea of l'rabbis. It's a ribuy. It says Yom, like ribuy achar ribuy l'may. It says Yom, not to mean Yom. It says Yom to tell me, the extra word Yom, to tell me that it's coming to be marbel lel tesvav. So I don't need extra words to tell me lel tesvav. I already know lel tesvav. So if it's not functioning as an extra word, then it says kipshuta yoyim. Yoyim is yoyim b'leilayla. Yoyim b'leilayla is a logical contradiction. Shivas yom, so it can't be invalid. That'll be the malach l'sugya in Abai. But again, in the end of the day, we have a problem. So then, what's going on in Rabbi Yossi? Oh, you say, if the Gemara already knows Yom from before, then how can the Gemara now say the Eimel L'Rabbis Lel Yudalid? When we know that Abai's Halimut is based on the fact that Yom doesn't mean Laila. Yeah, here, good question. The Gemara later on asks, the Eimel L'Rabbis, not the Gemara in Dalit Amid Beis, the Gemara in Heim and Aleph, in a few lines down, the Eimel L'Rabbis Lel Yudalid. The Gemara answers by Yom. It's mashma the Gemara didn't know that yet. How could the Gemara not know that yet? The whole limud of Abai was based on that, because without that, you could have said ben hashmoshes. I hear. Good point. So that would conduce to saying that Abai doesn't know from ben hashmoshes. And then the Leitz Shechlei, okay, I don't know what to do with the Leitz Shechlei. And for the whole Ben Hashmoshes is first being mishadish now. Yosi holds that this a mokum yesh for Ben Hashmoshes, so there's no logical contradiction. Very sosim the Gemara. Abai doesn't have the Eitz Ben Hashmoshes, and Yosi has an Eitz Ben Hashmoshes, and the Gemara doesn't talk about it. So Rashi first tells me this. Maybe it's not the end of the world that Abai was based on Yom V'Laila, and then the Gemara later on makes it explicit. Maybe the Gemara is not thinking about Ben Hashmoshes. Well, I mean, it must be. But later, I don't know how to make everything exactly smooth. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. Okay. Yeah, that'll be good.